You're listening to The Simple Truth with Pastor Dion Cordova of Truth Ministries Calvary Chapel.
He begins to change us from the inside. Then we also have righteousness. Everybody said what? Righteousness as part of this salvation package, where not only does he take all of our sins and wash them white as snow, and not only does he birth a new spirit within us, but he calls us righteous, justified, just as if we've never sinned. He also gives us adoption in this luxury package.
If you were offered a free luxury package vacation that included an all-inclusive resort, free food, free excursions, chances are you'd be excited, but you'd be waiting for the catch. In this world, typically nothing like that is just offered for free. Today, Pastor Dion will be explaining to you how, as a child of God, you've been truly given a free luxury package that you don't have to earn by works. He's given you access to his throne. He's given you entrance into paradise, but also freedom from sin. Now here's Pastor Dion in Galatians chapter 5 with part 1 of today's message.
Don't you guys love a good luxury package? Like luxury vacation packages. You know, you get first class instead of coach, a suite instead of a standard room, a limo instead of a bus. You get a spa instead of a pool. Who loves luxury packages, huh? Yeah. How about a luxury vacation package or a luxury car package that gets leather instead of cloth, veneer and chrome instead of laminate and plastic, navigation system, surround sound, rain sensing wipers, and blind spot alert? Who loves, luxury packages, don't you? And that's awesome. Or how about luxury home packages, where you get hardwood flooring and diamond finished walls and top-of-the-line appliances? Who loves luxury packages? Can I hear somebody say amen? All right, we do. See, luxury implies extravagant, lavish, over the top. Well, God provided us with an over-the-top salvation package. Everybody say it, it's over the top. It's so great a salvation. That's what it is. He provided that for us. See, our salvation is more than a get-out-of-hell-free card. It's more than a rescue from eternal damnation. Our salvation package is luxurious. It's extravagant. And it includes, we've been going through chapter by chapter, finding out what it's all about. This salvation package of luxury that God has given us includes forgiveness. Everybody say it out loud, what? Forgiveness. He washes our sins white as the driven snow, and he forgets them. He also gives us in this package regeneration, a new birth, a new spirit. He begins to change us from the inside. Then we also have righteousness. Everybody said what? Righteousness as part of this salvation package, where not only does he take all of our sins and wash them white as snow, and not only does he birth a new spirit within us, but he calls us righteous, justified, just as if we've never sinned. He also gives us adoption in this luxury package. And that ought to just really get you cheering, right? Adoption, where he adopts us into his family and he gives us an inheritance. And we talked about that last week. Well, guys, we become heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That is luxurious in this salvation package. But here is the next gift in our luxurious salvation package that God gives us. It is, everybody say it out loud, my helper, the Holy Spirit. It's not there? Okay. We have a glitch. So we have my helper, the Holy Spirit. Here it is, guys. So listen, here's what we have. We have the fact that he forgave my sins, the fact that he has regenerated my heart, the fact that he is making me righteous, the fact that he adopts me into his family. And then part of this salvation package is that he gives me a helper called the Holy Spirit. Everybody say it out loud. The what? The Holy Spirit. Jesus sent us a VIP to help us with Christian living. How many of you need a VIP helper? Huh? I mean, what if you could get one-on-one training from the pros in any or for any arena of your life? What? I mean, wouldn't that be awesome? To get one-on-one training from the pros in any arena of your life. I mean, relationship counseling from Dr. Phil, legal advice from Judge Judy, cooking tips from Bobby Flay. I mean, you could have them on speed dial. Hey, what you doing? Can you help me with this? I mean, wouldn't that be awesome? Investment advice from Donald Trump. Diet and nutrition advice from Gillian Anderson. I mean, man, that would be great, wouldn't it? I mean, it's available. I mean, if you've got the money, honey, they've got the time, right? It's available. But if you're like me, that's not an option. I can't buy that from them. I just don't have it. So we do the next best thing. We read their magazine articles. We watch their TV shows. We study their YouTube videos. How many of you have done that, huh? Yeah? I bet that you didn't know that the self-help section in every bookstore and library has the most traffic. It is the busiest aisle, self-help. Why? Because we want to be better. We want to get better. We're like Nacho in the movie. I want to win, right? Look at your neighbor and tell him that. We want to win at marriage. We want to win at parenting. We want to win at sports. We want to win in our career. We want to win. Hey, we want success in every arena of our life. So we read the book. And hopefully it has pictures because, you know, we need that. We buy the videos. We attend the seminars. But nothing could ever be one-on-one professional instruction. Well, when it comes to Christian living, guys, we have the best instructor available. I mean, what Nick Saban is for college football, what Emeril Lagasse is for culinary art, what Victoria Hagen is for home design, the Holy Spirit is for Christian living. Everybody said he is what? Simply the best. That's interesting. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit seemed to work behind the scenes, in the shadows, undercover. Well, guys, Jesus didn't want us to be clueless about the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. He didn't want us to be singing that song, "Who are you?" He didn't want us singing that about the Holy Spirit. So during his earthly ministry, Jesus gave us an introduction to the Holy Spirit. Here it is, John chapter 16, verse 13. Let's read it. "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth." He will, you know what, let's start from the beginning and let's read it out loud, all right? Here we go. "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me." Wow. Did you notice? Did you notice the five he's and the one his in two short verses? Do you think that Jesus was trying to emphasize something with all those personal pronouns? Jesus was emphasizing that the Holy Spirit is not a force or a power or a dove or a fire or a wind. He was letting us know that, everybody said, the Holy Spirit is a, that's right, is a person. On another occasion, Jesus described the Holy Spirit with the phrase, another like me. I'm going to send you another like me. See, the Holy Spirit is a divine person of the Godhead. Just like Jesus, just like God the Father, a divine person. Say it out loud. What? Divine person. The Holy Spirit has the same nature and character and attributes as the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit is not an it, but a who. He is God the Holy Spirit. Say it again. God the Holy Spirit. All right? So Jesus emphasized that. Not an it, not a what, but a who. And he introduced us to the Holy Spirit. Scripture makes us very aware that the Holy Spirit speaks and teaches and intercedes and directs and guides and can be grieved. Impersonal forces, supernatural powers, doves, fires, wind, those things can't speak, can't teach, can't give guidance or counsel. Those things, these things that we're talking about, can only be done by a person. And the person of the Holy Spirit is part of the luxury package of salvation. He comes into our life when we believe in Jesus. I want you to catch this. When you put your faith in Christ, whether it was in a service raising your hand, in front of a television bending a knee, or in front of a wide auditorium, in a wide auditorium walking down, the minute that you exercise faith, you got forgiveness. You got regeneration. You got righteousness. You got adoption. And you got the Holy Spirit, the person of the Godhead. Jesus described the ministry of the Holy Spirit like this. John chapter 16, verse 7, let's read it. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Here's what he does. So before we believe or put our trust, before we surrender to Jesus, the Holy Spirit's job is to convict us of sin, convince us of righteousness, and warn us of judgment. See, before we believed and surrendered to Christ, the Holy Spirit works from the outside, pulling and pushing and agitating and warning and attracting and wooing, and enticing, and inviting, using whatever leverage he can to bring us to Jesus. How many of you remember those days, huh? Before we gave our life to Christ, he was pressing us from the outside. Kind of like, it would be like Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors calling you and saying, hey, you want to play ball because I hear that you're lousy and I want to help you. Huh? It would be like the Iron Chefs on TV pestering you to join. Keep getting text after text after text from Bobby Flay. You know, your family wrote to me and they said you need help. So I want you to join us. Imagine that. Kind of like little Johnny. Everyone was seated around the table as the food was being served. When little Johnny received his plate, he started eating right away. His mother scolded him, Johnny, wait till we say our prayers. I don't have to say prayers, Johnny answered. Of course you do, his mother insisted. We pray before eating at our house. That's at our house, Johnny explained. But this is Grandma's house, and she knows how to cook. Bobby Flay's on the phone. Hey, let me give you some tips, right? The Holy Spirit's chiding would kind of be like Dr. Oz begging you to let him transform you with his diet and age-defying cream. Come on, please. I mean, look what it's done for Goldie Hawn and Demi Moore and Oprah. You're a prime candidate. I mean, look at you. You look like a Shar-Pei puppy, you know, sags and wrinkles everywhere. Come on, let me do it. Well, just like Dr. Oz, the Holy Spirit holds a mirror to our dead spirit and says, you look like a zombie on the walking dead. Look at yourself. Doesn't he do that? Before we are Christians, he does that. He says, look, he convicts us of sin. He points to what righteousness looks like. And he warns us, don't go down that road continually. It ends in judgment. Before we're saved, the Holy Spirit does that. He tells us faith in Jesus will make you alive. You don't have to be that ugly, you know, zombie. Faith in Jesus will make you alive. And he will tell us, I can give you a divine makeover. If we accept the Holy Spirit's invitation, we surrender to Christ, here's what happens. The Holy Spirit that's been working from the outside now moves to the, everybody say it. Oh, that is so awesome. Part of the salvation package. He's been pressing us. His job is to lead us to Christ, to steer us, to direct us, to agitate us, to move us in that direction before we surrender. But then once we surrender, I love it. Once we surrender, he moves from the outside to the inside. He will be, everybody say it out loud, in you. John 14:17, here's the verse. Jesus said it. Here's what he said. Read it with me. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. There it is, another just like me, who will never leave you. I have to leave, Jesus said, but he will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads us into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it's not looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be. That's what he was telling the disciples before Jesus resurrected from the dead. Before he sent them the Holy Spirit. Right now, he's working around you. He's moving you. He's drawing you. He's wooing you. But there's coming a day when he will move inside. The Spirit of God works from the outside before we come to Christ, but once we do come to Christ, the Spirit of the living God moves in, and we become a temple of the Holy Spirit. Here it is, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Read it with me. You should know that your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit who is in you. You have received the Holy Spirit from God. So you do not belong to yourselves because you were bought by God for a price. Okay, so the salvation package, the minute I said yes to Jesus, forgiveness, regeneration, righteousness, adoption, and now the Holy Spirit moves in. The Holy Spirit is now responsible for our transformation and sanctification. He's now responsible. He is working from the inside to fashion us into the image of Christ. He's got his hammer and pick, chainsaw, whatever it is. He is going to work from the inside to fashion us into the image of Christ. The Holy Spirit is a helper, as described by Jesus. And guys, like Johnny's mom, we need help. Look at your neighbor and say, you need help. Don't we? Living a Christian life, right? Because when you first come to Christ, you're clueless. On your best day, you can't be a Christian. Huh? Even that, you know, those few seconds before you get up from the bed, you can't be a Christian. We need help, not with cooking, but with Christian living. So the Spirit of God goes to work teaching and illuminating and training and instructing and coaching and reminding and empowering and transforming. Aren't you glad? That's why the Apostle Paul urged us to walk. Here it is. What? Under. Finally, we get to Galatians. Look at chapter 5, verse 16. Let's read it. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. All right, so Paul says, listen, the Holy Spirit is a pro at making us like Christ. He has moved from the outside, when part of the salvation package, to the inside. And so he's saying, so Paul is urging us to walk under the influence of the Holy Spirit. You know, I think we understand being under the influence of substances or chemicals, but consider being under the influence of a person, under the influence of a parent, a teacher, a trainer, a coach. What does that look like? See, I have the privilege, and most of you know, I have the privilege of coaching one of our church softball teams. I do. It's a hoot. I love it. I don't know a whole lot, but I teach them the mechanics of the game. How to. Everybody said what? How to. I teach them how to stop a grounder. I tell them, you got to spot it. When it's coming your way, you got to get in front of it and then attack it. Okay? I teach them that. I tell them when there's a fly ball, you don't close your eyes and just hope for it. Okay? No. You got to get under it. You got to, it's going to hit me. Put your glove in the way. That's what it's for. You got it. I teach them the mechanics, what to do, how to do it. When they get up to bat, I tell them to tuck in their chin, to close their stance, to open their wrists, and to step into the ball and swing hard, right? Some of the team members here know my famous saying is, put your hips into it. Because, you know, if you're out there swinging with your arms, you're not going to hit very far. I tell them you'll get 10 more yards if you shake it. Huh? If you put your body into it. I tell them that. And it's a blast. I tell you, from a coach perspective, it's a blast when players walk under my influence. And they stop the grounder. And they make a great play. Or they catch a fly ball. Or they get a base hit. I mean, they look like this guy right here. Here's what they do. They smile as big as the moon. They high five. They give a fist pump. Oh, yeah. It's awesome. They even forget that the game's still going on. They make the catch, and they're like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And the ball. It's a moment to enjoy because they got it. As we cling to the simple.
As a follower of Jesus, your life has been transformed. You're no longer guilty in God's eyes of the sins you've committed in the past. He's paid the price for them and covered you in grace. Sins you'll commit in the future can be wiped clean as well, the moment you confess them to Jesus with a repentant heart. However, this doesn't mean that you have free rein to do whatever you like. Jesus calls you to a higher standard of living. Just as the Jewish people lived differently from the world around them, you too need to live apart from what the world says is acceptable. There's a fine line to walk. As the people of Galatia found out, you can easily go too far with religious rituals and legalism and miss the heart of the gospel. The Apostle Paul's solution to finding the balance is the Holy Spirit. Walking in the Spirit will focus your attention on the right things, the things of Jesus. We're so glad you tuned in today for Pastor Dion's message on the simple truth. Do you live in the Española area? If so, we'd like to invite you to come join us in person for one of our weekly gatherings. Truth Ministries Calvary Chapel is a friendly environment where you can find ordinary people just like you who are seeking to know more about Jesus. Come by Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. or Wednesday at 7 p.m. You can find out more information at tmcalvary.com. With that, our time with you has come to a close today. We hope you'll join us again to continue studying in the book of Galatians right here on The Simple Truth.
fools for you as you work in us. May your power show in the deeds we sow. Let us join our hands and together we stand.
Together.